playing in the Roxy, there weren't any punk records to play. And I wasn't going to play I don't like. I never did that, I never do. Yeah. So I played Breakfast Lost Love, which was hardcore dub reggae. Luckily for me, it was a bit of a tradition of young white working class kids being into reggae, so they're sort of rebellious fix, as I mentioned with the skinheads and the whole the Trojan thing. So it wasn't like I was walking into people that weren't slightly open to the idea.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There were people there that were open to the idea of listening to Jamaican music, and they were the people that had probably grown up in central London in areas like Brixton and Notting Hill. What I did was turn all the people that lived on the suburbs onto that music, where there weren't any black people.
Yeah.
And like I said, it was so early in the scene, the first punk records, but I did play a few things I thought related to the punk thing. I played Patti Smith, I played Dolls, Stooges, MC5, etc.
Yes.
But what's funny is the punks are just saying to me, look, don't worry about all that stuff, Don, just keep playing the reggae.
Yeah.
It's quite funny, you know.
Yeah.
And a lot of good things came out of that cultural exchange.